Day 16, or January the 16th. God really does know the beginning from the end. Our thought today is taken from Genesis chapter 45, verse 5. And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. Now, the big picture surrounding this verse. In the tense atmosphere of Joseph's residence, he dismisses all his staff and declares his identity to his brothers. The emotional relief is tangible, and a situation that seemed hopeless is now filled with security for the whole of Jacob's family. They return home with the good news to bring Jacob to be reunited with his son he thought he had lost. His first stop is to give thanks to God at Beersheba. Then, at God's beckoning, the whole family continues to Egypt, which will be their new home and where they will have security and enough to eat. Here we have the essence of the 12 tribes of Israel, who will multiply into a great nation in Egypt. They become shepherds for Pharaoh, and are given a great area of land called Goshen. Joseph takes his father to meet Pharaoh, and he blesses the ruler. Pharaoh is amazed that anyone could live to 130 years old, and is honored with a second blessing. Not long afterwards, Jacob, that is Israel, dies, but not before getting a promise from Joseph that he will not be buried in Egypt, but will be laid to rest in the land God has given to his people, and where they will thrive as the children of Israel. And now, our action step for today. Joseph even saw a positive aspect in him being sold into slavery. He had total trust that God would always bring something good, even out of what seems to be a disaster. Years later, the Apostle Paul would reflect on these words in Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Looking at a donut, they would both have seen the dough, but some people only see the hole.